This is Steve Sherlock.
This internet radio show or podcast is number 178 in the series for Franklin Matters. This recording shares the candidate interview with current town councilor Robert DeLarco. Conducted in the studios of Franklin TV and Radio, this is a product of the collaboration with our local cable and radio operations.
So Steve Sherlock here in the Franklin Radio studio today with town councilor Robert DeLarco and candidate for re-election. Thank you for joining me in the studio today.
Thank you, Steve. It's always a pleasure.
We'll get into a few questions here so that the voters can get to know a little bit more about you if they don't already, your positions on some of the key topics, and we'll go from there. To start off, there are and have been many opportunities to volunteer with community groups here in Franklin. Have you taken advantage of any of those? Which ones, and why did you choose them?
Well, I've been on the recreational committee for the last 10 years. That's near and dear to me because of, I coached all those years. So, so I wanted to give back a little bit as my kids got older and mm-hmm. off to college, and I could still stay involved a little bit, and it has worked out great. Obviously, we've seen each other up at the King Street Park. That's probably one of my biggest. I go up there all the time, and it's amazing how they do stuff like that. Yeah. And obviously, I'm a co-founder of the Safe Coalition. With some of my former athletes passing away from addiction, that became very important to me. Yeah. And it's 5 years young, as I would say, but as far as 5 years young goes, we've come a long, long way. And we're really moving forward on that. It's amazing how we have how much we have come from that first night on the porch where we had no idea what we were doing on a mm-hmm. drug overdose sure. to now that we have places in Florida where we send kids for rehab, and we have a hotline, and we have a tremendous group of people. The booklet that goes
in itself
right
is right. a gem.
Right, and being on the town council, one of my biggest accomplishments was I sponsored this, and we got Narcan into the police cruisers. So yes. that was a big part of because they're there first. The fire department always had it,
right?
But the police sometimes, and 5-10 minutes could save a life. So that was very important to me. I belong to the St. Anthony Society, where I'm vice president, and I give out two scholarships a year to somebody from Franklin. They're only $500 a piece, but that helps.
Sure.
Franklin Rod and Gun, we give $2,500 out too, so that helps too. So mm-hmm. you're always going in six different ways as yourself, Steve. So,
if you want to get something done, you give a busy person a task, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly, Steve.
Yeah, indeed. And certainly not a plug, but it's insightful, I think. Where do you get your news on what's happening in Franklin? Aside from some source you might know.
Yeah. Well, I get a lot from the coffee shop every morning.
That's priceless. Others have mentioned it, yeah. Seriously.
No, because I actually work Tuesday through Saturday, so I can go to the coffee shop on Monday morning, and I get all my info on Monday morning,
Yep.
And, of course, the recreational committee, those people, Ryan Jetty's very involved in the town, so... Mm-hmm. If something comes up, he's first person he calls is myself and everybody in this town. If something comes up, they're willing to help, That's one of the most amazing things I've ever seen since going back way till we had fundraisers for people that had ALS and the town's always come out in force. So it's a great tribute to the town.
It is. Next question, shifting topic a little bit to the water situation. Especially a couple of years ago when we had the severe drought, there was some conversation around what the town can do to also kind of address the private wells as well as the certainly the public water, which was being restricted. That private public obviously is an issue. There's some things we can do, some things we can't. But just thoughts on the water situation overall, our conservation efforts.
During that drought, I went down to a couple of wells, and the water was just below the plates. And I guess that I'm not a water guy, but I guess they say that's when you kind of know you're in trouble, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As far as having plenty of water, I know we have plenty of water, and I know the you know the state regulates that. Like we wanted to put another well in, but we can't put another stick in the ground until there's so many years that has to go by before we can put another you know put another well up. But I know that we okayed for two treatment plants. I think well 3 and well 6, I
correct.
Believe. If
I recall.
If
yep.
And we spent the money to put the treatment plants there. So we which we have to do. We have to maintain it. As far as the private wells go, I mean I'm on a private well, and I mean granted I don't water my lawn, so I don't I don't really have to worry about that. But
right.
I mean, I am getting like 15 gallons a minute, and I mean, I paid a lot of money for my well. I paid over $10,000 for my well, but it's an artesian well, you know what I mean? So it's 500 feet deep, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't know how we could, you know, whether I would want to either, because I don't know how much water that takes out of the, you know, the aquifer, you know?
Right.
I don't think it's really hitting it too much.
Yeah.
You know, there's not that many of them anyway. You know, left because we got town water, you know.
Right.
But we definitely, you know, test the water all the time and make sure that all the water is all good. But from what Jamie says, we, you know, obviously we get regulated from the state how much water we can use. And I believe that's through population and everything like that. But as far as that goes, I mean, we have plenty of water and it's good water. You know, it's not bad water.
No.
You know what I mean?
I've lived in a few other communities, certainly here for a number of years, but yeah, I think the water here is pretty good.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah. I built my house 25 years ago, and I'm on a private well with no filter system because they told me that the well is so pure, it's unbelievable. And
it's
my house is 25 years old, and I've only put one hot water heater in, and it didn't burst. I was just scared that it was gonna.
Okay.
You know what
sure.
I mean? So
yeah.
that's how. In the faucets and I've only changed them once, and it was not that they were bad. It was just upgrade time.
Right. Okay.
You know what I mean? So in toilets.
Change the styles rather than functionality.
Right. But they were working fine, and, you know, I wasn't getting anything in it. I had one well pump so far in 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the water's great.
That's
you
good.
Know what I mean?
That's good. Moving to a related topic. What degree of development do you feel is appropriate for Franklin, and how would you balance the need for affordable housing with the need to avoid congestion as well?
So, I mean, we're over the 40, we're at our limit with the 40Bs, but I mean, I definitely think we need affordable housing. You know, if we can still fit it in, I believe that we should, because there's a lot of people out there that are, you know, that would love to live in Franklin but can't.
Correct.
And you know, I definitely believe in control building. You know, if it's zoned for that that area, it's perfectly, you know, perfectly fine to build it.
Mm-hmm.
If we have to have a zoning change, then most likely I have voted against zoning changes before. Because I didn't feel it was the right place for what was going to be there, you know
sure.
what I mean? And definitely, a lot of people say we should build Franklin out to make it look like Framingham, but not on my watch as far as I'm concerned. And I tell everybody that right to their face, you know, not on my watch. I'm not going to let that. I said I couldn't. My father would turn over in his grave and get out of the grave and smack me in the head if I did, you know.
Yeah.
But definitely, I'd like to slow it down and get more affordable housing just for the people that could come back to Franklin and stuff. And the other reason is, I mean, the seniors in this town that built this town to the way it is now, I don't want to price them out either. You know what I mean? That hurts me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know that's kind of my my pet peeve, you know. You know what I mean? Yep. So if I can help them in any way, I would, you know.
Sure.
So.
Related to the budget, there's word that the town administrator suggested that Franklin might consider an override measure. What are your thoughts on that?
Not right now. I mean, I would vote against that right now because we don't know what state aid's going to be. State aid doesn't come in until like May or April. You know, I don't think an override would pass. The only overrides that really, we had one override that passed.
2007.
Right. And the other ones were specific.
Yeah,
high school, debt exclusions.
Yeah.
But, you know, you still had to go to the town for
sure.
a vote.
Absolutely.
And stuff like that. We tried to get it for roads. It didn't pass.
Nope.
So I don't know if it would. But if it did come up, and we did need it, and a group of citizens came up to me and said, you know, I think it's time. Before you do anything as far as putting an override out there, and I've said this to my fellow councilors, is that we have to get the information out to the people mm-hmm. before we even think of voting to put an override out there.
Right.
And then they can come to us and give us their feedback and say, you know what, maybe we're right or maybe we're not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I would vote. And then after it goes on the ballot, I'm just one vote
sure.
for the town. But that's my biggest plan. That's my, if we do need an override, which I don't know if we do now, and right now I would vote no against it,
mm-hmm.
is we need to have workshops. We need to get as much information, probably through you, Steve, you know, obviously.
That's an aspect of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And a lot of that. And just have people feedback to us the way we, you know, what you feel. Do you think we need one or do you not think, you know, if we don't need one, mm-hmm. we don't need one. And that's the way I'm going to go. That's the way I'm going to approach that.
Right.
That
yeah.
aspect because yeah. I'm only one person, and that's it, you know.
Yeah, I agree. No, the numbers that I've seen don't look all that great,
but right?
They're not final numbers yet, so we don't know what's
where we are.
We're gonna let the numbers come out and see what it's gonna be,
and then we do the workshops, and we just don't say, okay, those are the numbers. Okay, there's gonna be an override. No, I don't believe in that. I believe mm-hmm. workshops, I believe getting the information out to the people because. They need to know, you know.
Yeah,
That's my opinion.
Yeah. And then kind of the last question to summarize, if somebody didn't know you and walked up and said, why would I vote for you? what would be your response?
Because I'm your friend? No. one of the reasons why, you know, I always think of making Franklin better. Couple things that I've wanted to do in the past, and you know, I hope I'm still going to work on this. I still think that, you know, we need to make like if we hire people, I think Franklin people should get the first option to be hired. And Steve Whip is probably the sixth time I've told you that, and I don't know if we're doing such a good job at that, but I keep trying anyway. But if you know me, all you have to do is call me, show up in the house. You send me an email, my email response back to you is, when can we meet? When can we have a cup of coffee? Because I want to talk to you face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I can tell, if you're writing something to me, I can't tell you, I don't know how important it is to you. That everyone's going to come to me and they're going to ask me to do something. I want to do everything for anybody. That's the way I am.
Mm-hmm.
You come up to me, you sit down. If I can help you, I'm going to help you. That's the way I feel. That's just me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Whether I'm in political life or I'm delivering your oil or I'm, you know, fixing your car, one other thing, I'm gonna try to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And my door is always open. And I think that's a key to a good town councilor is that, you know, you can always call me. Whether you like me or not, you might not even vote for me,
mm-hmm.
but. You're a citizen of Franklin, so I'm going to try to help you.
Sure.
You know, and I have done that in the past of people that have not liked me, and they said, well, I didn't vote for you. I said, that has nothing to do with it.
Sure.
You asked me for your help, I'll gladly help you.
Right.
That's what my job is. Anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
We'll just take the opportunity as well to remind the voters, if they hadn't heard, that while you consider it a job, and I trust that perspective— It's also a non-paying job. that's one of your
Well, we get the same raise every year, Steve.
You get the same raise every year. But it's also one of your key volunteer opportunities
as well. It is.
Well.
Very much. Yeah. I look at it as a job, but the paying is, and it's funny that you say that. When I went to coach Franklin High and they asked me to coach, I said, sure. And next thing you know, I'm in the office with Maureen Sabalinski and Brad Sidwell, and they're like, you can't get paid because you're a town councilor, right? And I go, if I was going to do this job for getting paid, I said, right. That's totally out of the, I said, I didn't even expect to get paid, but they, yes. And that's
protocol.
Part of your volunteer.
Absolutely.
It's protocol. I said, no, absolutely.
It happens once in a while, and I think there, because having participated in the town council meetings, you have to vote to make an exception for somebody who is like a policeman now coaching, because effectively that's a double dip in the salary structure.
Right.
Those need to be known. And there's not many of those.
No, not many. I said, no, if I was doing it for money, they were both looking at me like I'm I was going to jump down their throat. I didn't even expect to get paid. I'm doing it because those kids are my kids.
Right.
That's the way it is.
Yep.
Yeah. Good. So.
All right, anything you would want to add in terms of things that we haven't covered that you would perhaps want to add?
Nah, like I say, I'm this will be my fifth term. I feel that, I've done a good job as far as, trying to make Franklin better. Mm-hmm. And I hopefully will continue to do that with your help on November 5th. And I feel I work great with, State Rep Jeff Roy is probably one of my closest friends, and Karen Spilker, which is a good thing because when we talk about state aid and even Congressman Kennedy would talk about a little federal aid there, we can, hopefully they look at me and they say, oh, geez, he's not a bad guy. Maybe, I don't know if that works or it doesn't work, but to me, it helps, and
absolutely.
I can always call them and ask, and they're only a phone call away, as any other citizen. They can always call me, and that's my door's always open.
Correct.
All right.
Well, thank you for taking the time today. And to the voters, make sure you get out on Tuesday, November 5th. I'm sure you'll be out at the polls before and after.
6 o'clock to 6 to 8.
6 to 8. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve.
This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but I can't do it alone. I can always use your help. How can you help? Overall, if you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like this, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements, and I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.